This is Good News Hour. We're happy indeed to be with you again today and bring you another message from the precious and holy Word of God. I want to speak to you today of three outstanding things mentioned in connection with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And the first one is this, that he said, I was set up from everlasting and to everlasting. Then he said, I was set forth. And then he said, I was set down. Now, I must read to you where this takes place in the Word of God, because we want you to remember this, that each message that comes to us is from the precious, holy Word of God. And I read with you the first one where he was set up. This is Proverbs chapter 8. And in verse 23 he said, I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, or ever the earth was. Now that's going back beyond the making of the creating of the earth. And yet the Savior said, I was set up. I was set up from everlasting. And he said, I'll continue to everlasting. And then he said, underneath are the everlasting arms, everlasting. And then we have him bringing everlasting life and the many everlastings that's mentioned in the Word of God. And then there's the everlasting punishment for the men and women that fail to embrace him is as the one that was set up from everlasting. Now, again in this chapter, I must read some things that he had to say to this world. First one was this, unto you, O men, I call. And he wants us, and my voice is to the sons of men. Unto you, O men, I call. And he wants us to hear what he has to say. He is the speaker, and we are the hearers. Then he said, he that heareth my word. That's when he was on the earth. This is when he was in glory, speaking from the glory, speaking on the earth, and speaking when he gets back in the glory. First of all, let me point out this. I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, or ever the earth was. Then he said, I was with him as one brought up with him, and I was daily his delights, always rejoicing before him. Now, this is when our Savior was in the presence of God. He could say on the earth, I do always those things that please him. But when he was in heaven, this is what God, by the Spirit, had to say about him. Then I was by him, as one that was brought up with him, and I was daily his delight, always rejoicing before him. Now, there have been sons and in families, and they were the delights of their parents, the delight of the father. And then the Word of God says, a wise son maketh a glad father. Now we have a wise son here. Wisdom was found in him. In fact, everything that was excellent was found in the Savior. And so again, I repeat his own words, then I was by him as one brought up with him, and I was daily his delight, always rejoicing before him. Then he went on with his rejoicing in the habitable part of the earth, and my delights were with the sons of men. I hope you get this, beloved friend. He that always pleased the Father, and he that always delighted the Father's heart, now he comes down and he says, now I have some delights. My Father found great delight in me. Now I have some delight. And it's this, my delights are with the sons of men. Well, the sons of men are products of the earth, and he was in the glory. And then he took that stoop of condescension in that he came down from the excellent glory down to this sin-cursed earth. And while he was on this earth, he could say again, my delights are with the sons of men. And one writer said, I wonder what he saw in me to suffer such deep agony. I wonder why he would ever leave that place of delight and satisfaction with God his Father. And I wonder what he ever could see in the sons of men. Well, this is what he said. He found them as sheep going astray, and he saw them as sheep having no shepherd. And so he came down that he might be the great shepherd of the sheep, and that he might give his life for the sheep. Now may God stamp this indelibly on our hearts and minds. And let me repeat once again what he said before he came to earth. O ye simple, understand wisdom, and ye fools, be ye of an understanding heart. Hear, and I will speak excellent things. Hear, and I will speak excellent things. Now, what are some of the excellent things that he had to say? Well, he said, heaven is my home. Then he said, God is my Father, and I am his Son that became the Savior. Now, I'm taking this stoop of condescension coming down from heaven, and the next thing is finding himself on the earth. I leave the one that we have in Proverbs chapter 8, where he said, I was set up from everlasting. Now we have him again in Romans chapter 3. This time we have him set forth, and I read that with you from chapter 3, and I read verse 23. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely through his grace or by his grace, through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Now, here he is at the present time on the earth, whom God hath set forth to be the propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past. The sins that are past, and a great many of us look back today on a life of sin, sins that are past, and we wish we could erase them. We wish we could have blot out their memory. We wish it had not been us. But I want to tell you, friends, here today, the man that was set forth to be a propitiation for our sins, when he had by himself purged our sin, sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high, and then he said, their sins and their iniquities I will remember no more. Now, I had a life of sin that I never think of anymore, because I know they're gone. I know they're put away. How are they put away? Well, in John 1 and 29, he said, behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. Now, this is when he was set forth on Calvary's cross. This is when he died for sin not his own. And this is when he died for our sins according to the Scripture. Now may God stamp indelibly on your heart and mind that the great man from heaven now becomes a vile, I'm speaking now reverently, the man that took the sin and the evil, the vileness, everything that belonged to us on himself when he was set forth and the Lord laid on him the iniquity or the sin of us all. Now we can say, gone, gone, gone. Yes, my sins are gone. They are put away by the precious redeeming blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And God again repeated, their sins and their iniquities I will remember no more. Now, here he is once again, this time in Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 3, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, had no help, left alone to die, alone in bearing sin away. And hear the last words of this same verse. When he had by himself purged our sin, now it said of him, he sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high, having finished the work that the Father gave him to do. And from the day of his resurrection up until today, God has had a band of men out, a band of servants out, women too. That is, they can go from door to door, place to place, tell their neighbors of what? Well, of the Lord Jesus Christ that came down from heaven, and of the Lord Jesus Christ that died on the cross, of the Lord Jesus Christ that is at the right hand of God, living for us there, a Prince and a Savior. Now, beloved friends, I hope and trust that you will at this time do as our first text said, hear my voice, hear my word, ye sons of men, for I speak excellent things. There is nothing greater or grander than this, that another has come from the glory, made an end of sin, died for us, and offers forgiveness of sins to any sinner that will accept the man from the glory that died on the cross and is now in the glory waiting to receive any sinner that will accept him or her at him as their personal Savior. May God speak to your hearts at this very time and help you in simple faith. Only trust him. Receive him by faith. Lean hard on the everlasting Word of God. He is able to save to the uttermost all that come unto God by him. And may God save you now.
Thank you, friends, for giving us a few moments of your valuable time. And again, we say time well spent. And we sincerely trust that the message that you have listened to today may find a place into that heart of yours. And if it finds a place in your heart, it will be expressed in your lives to the honor and to the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the purpose of these programs is in order to spread the gospel of the happy God. We know that there are hungry souls, there are thirsty souls today, thirsting after righteousness, and we are sure that we can direct you to the true source where you can find rest and peace and joy. And listen, furthermore, a definite assurance.